Hi, and thank you for joining us today for week six of our ongoing 15-week series of tools to support your life journey. And these tools can be found in Jane's book, Spiritual Power Tools: Support for Your Soul. And as you continue on this journey, this series will empower you to become your infinite self. And this morning, let's begin with the prescription for spiritual alignment. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. Amen. And in today's video, Going Beyond Your Limited Self, Jane will be disclosing to us how to navigate the spiritual journey from third dimensional consciousness into fourth dimensional consciousness. Let's watch and listen.
Hi there, we're back again. As you know, I'm doing a series of my spiritual power tools and explaining to you just how these spiritual power tools came into existence. I am trying to think today about exactly how to support you on your journey with these spiritual power tools, because this is a journey that's personal. It belongs to only you. I can direct you and show you some signposts. I can help you to understand the process that you are going to be going through, but I can't do the work for you. So I am very interested in giving you some thoughts and some ideas and some support in the manner of which I can do, because you have free will, and your free will determine just exactly how far you're going to move on this spiritual journey. In my experience with students, I have found that when the going gets rough, they leave and they don't come back, because they think the spiritual journey is going to be being able to read auras and see lights and see all these wonderful phenomena things. And that's part of the journey, yes. But that's not where you want to be stuck. Because if you're doing readings and all that things from the karmic records, and you haven't purified your own self, then it's going to be tinted by your misunderstandings of some of the things that you're trying to help others with. So this is why I want to give you a framework of reference to understand more about how to support the evolution of your consciousness and not get stuck on any of the minor things that you will be able to do as you move on your journey. You know, I think that one of the most important things for me on this journey was to recognize that once I got on the train called the spiritual journey, and I started climbing up the mountain, so to speak, there was little stops that I made on the journey upward. And each stop had its reason for being there. But I went and took that step, got off the train, started to learn what I needed to learn at that point, and then I had to get back on the train and go to my next step. So I began to look at this journey as going on a train directed to oneness, directed to understanding my whole self, not my puny little personality self, but my whole self in the infinite. the absolute, the infinite intelligence of this planet. Sometimes I call it cosmic consciousness, the absolute. As I've said to you all many times, there's many ways we can call that. We can what is God? What is God doing? And why did God create this universe in the first place? You see, you are on a journey. And this journey, if you stay on it all the way, will take you to self-realization. The I am that you are. Because you aren't the I that's sitting here listening to this video. This is a fictitious I. It is just your limited I that you came into incarnation with. And it eventually will die, it will leave, and you will come back with a new I. A new understanding of that I. And you will call it another name. Well, I guess I would say your parents will give it another name. And whoever your parents are in the future. Because you've had many parents. You've had many eyes. And each time you've had an eye, you believed that that's who you were. You believed in the illusion of that eye. And you finally came to the realization, probably in your last life or maybe this life, that there's more to this universe. There's more to this spiritual adventure than this limited I that you're in. That you're beginning to understand there's an infinite I that created you to blend with you, and that I, that infinite I, is buried within you. It is your center for enlightenment. And you've taken this infinite I along this journey for eons and eons of time and eons of experiences from the smallest microcosm embodiment to the highest that you are right now, the most developed consciousness. All those were consciousnesses that brought you to the place that you're in right now. And I talked to you last week about the importance of understanding your 1/10 conscious, 9/10 conscious, and get to journaling. And that there'll be many, many opportunities along this road for you to jump off the train. Because the going gets rough and you get going in the opposite direction. And believe me, I can say this with the utmost sympathy and understanding, because it isn't what you expected it to be. It wasn't what I expected it to be. I expected it to be much more exciting and wonderful, and I didn't know that this was a job of purification. It was a job to understand my whole self and get rid of all the limited understandings that I've had in all my incarnations that brought me to this place right now where I am ready to understand the whole self that I am. And that was my dilemma in 1967-68 when I started on this realization that I had past lives, which was an absolute smack across my face. I had not learned anything in this lifetime about past lives, and suddenly become aware that I had another lifetime, that I was another I. I knew how that I thought, and it had limited thinking, and I knew who I was. So there was me, Jane, looking at a lifetime that I had 500 years ago and experienced that which that lifetime brought to me as consciousness. And it wasn't the consciousness I'm in right now or in 1967. No, it was so foreign to me, and yet I knew it belonged to me. I knew it resonated with me, and it helped me to understand why I was here right now in this body and what I was doing in this body to understand more of who I was. So that woke me up. It woke me up to another dimension of being, the subconscious, where everything was stored. The most tiniest impression that I ever had thousands and thousands of years ago, as I moved from the simplest of simple consciousnesses to the consciousness that I am in today, which is far different from anything I've ever experienced. And even in 1967, I knew that there was more to me than I was aware of. So, with that knowledge, I began the struggle. The struggle, and I'm going to say it was a struggle to understand myself. And when I began to understand myself, I did not like what I was finding out. I didn't like how selfish I was, and I didn't like how judgmental I was, and how my life was about me, and more me. Somebody turned the spotlight on me, and I couldn't get out of my own way. I had to go beyond what I thought I was. I had to think beyond the limited self that I was, and I had no idea how to do it. I had no idea how to do it. I struggled and struggled and tried to figure it out, made phone calls, looked at books. This is 1967, when a lot of things weren't out there yet, that you have the honor of being able to tap into the internet and get whatever book you want to read, whatever you want to read to help you on your journey. That wasn't available to me. I struggled to understand me. And you will struggle, even if you read all the books in the universe, to understand who and what you are. You are still going to struggle with it, because it's bringing you into a whole new understanding of yourself that you've never been privy to before. And you're on a journey of self-realization. You are on a very, very special, and I say special with every inch of my being, journey to discover and walk out of humanhood forever. Now, when I started in 1967, I didn't even understand much about humanhood, except I was a human, just like I was a squirrel many thousands of years ago. But I moved from my squirrel consciousness to my human consciousness and lived many lifetimes as a human being. And I was tired of being a human being. Somewhere in my soul, I said, it's time for me to get out of being a human being and move into my true essence, the absolute, the cosmic consciousness that created me in the first place, that home where I knew that I am one with the all, and yet I was an individual expression of the all. That's where I want to take you. That's where I want to help you to understand the many aspects of moving your consciousness to another whole state of beingness. Call it super consciousness. That's a good name for it, because it is a super consciousness. It understands far more than any third dimensional person. And I call this worldly world that you live in a third dimensional, because it is ruled by the law of karma, the opposites. It is guaranteed to try to help you to understand more about who you are and to develop more of your consciousness. That's all it's here for. And we get sidetracked on all the other stuff. All those things that we think are so important. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. Everything is within you. It is there. It is there for you to discover. He was a wonderful way shower and a wonderful friend to have as a way shower. And there was Buddha, and there was Sai Baba, there's Mahababa, just to mention a few of the great leaders that have gone beyond us and told, look at, there's something more, don't get stuck in this dimension. The third dimension, there is another higher dimension, we'll call it the fourth dimension. When you were in the second dimension, you were a squirrel. You didn't know anything except where the nut was going to be, where you're going to find that nut, you're hungry. And you didn't have any time or space. Every day was the same day. Your dog is like that too. It doesn't know that it wakes up and it's a whole new day. It just goes to sleep, wakes up. It has no ability to understand time and space. It just knows that it's alive and it's running around and there's somebody feeding it. And it could think that you are God because you are feeding that animal, because it doesn't know how it got its dinner, but it sure knows that you're the one that puts the plate down there. So in the same truth of beingness, you as a human being are being helped by the masters that have already been here, understand it, and can help you to move out of this state of being, like the little squirrel became a human being and now understands that there's far, far more to understand and to develop within itself, because it became intelligent. It started to become more aware. Well, there's a whole other world for you to become aware of. So don't get stuck in the human form and think that this is all there is, and that someday you will die and meet the Maker. Well, that is true. You will die and you will meet something, but you'll be back down here to discover more about who you are. So I say to you, why not discover it now? Why wait any longer? But I am warning you that it's going to take every inch of your beingness to do this work, because you are going to uncover the truth of your being. Uncover it. And it will take a while. It won't be done in a year. It won't be done in 10 years. It takes a process of discovery. And as you are discovering more of what's in the subconscious, you are also discovering more which is in the superconsciousness. It's happening simultaneously. It's all one. We are all one. In the scheme of infinite intelligence, we are all one. But we don't know it because we feel individual. We feel like this is all there is and this is who I am. Well, you have to have a desire, and it can't be kind of like. It has to be, I don't care, I'm going to move, I'm going to do this, and I will not stop. And last week I said, make a favorite out of that video, because it will encourage you to keep going. Because we're going to discover much in the next months to come, years to come, whatever. But I wanted to give you the best of what I know and understand while I'm still in body, because I know how important it is to you and to your soul to understand not only a little portion of yourself, but the whole of your being in the infinite. You are infinite, but you feel finite because you are finite. But as you move and have your being and you do your meditations, your energy changes, your vibration changes, everything starts to move in the wonderful brain cells that we have to connect with that infinite intelligence, which will feed us to help us out of the third dimension into the fourth dimension. And I talked about a couple weeks ago about the God computer, being able to access the information from a higher point of view. And God, infinite intelligence that created all of us, to discover that the I am that's living in this body is also a part of the infinite intelligence of this cosmic universe. And this is just one universe. There's billions of universes. Yes. I am very sincere. I am extremely sincere in helping you. This is my life. There's nothing I'd rather do with my life than to be able to share with you my knowledge, my understanding, and my I am presence. Because the journey for me was the greatest thing I ever did for myself in any lifetime. Would I go back to that girl, 1967? She was 33, 34 years old? No. No. I would never go back there. No. And think about where you are right now. Think about what is really important to you. Think about your desires, and I've talked to you about desires over and over again, and how important your desires are, and how important your will is. These are two very important things, will and desire. I can't give you my will, because that's individual. I wish I could. I can support your will and love you for who you are right now and be willing to do whatever I can to help you to move into a new state of beingness, because that's what you're going to move into. A new state of beingness. Easter is coming. It's so close around the corner. And our wonderful way shower, Jesus, who died on the cross to show us we have to cross off our humanhood to move into Godhood. That was that sacrifice that he made to show humanity that you have to give up the limited self to know God in you. The Father and I are one, he said. And I am willing to die to show you that you too will have to crucify your own limited self to move into your God self. But you have to do it. Just like Jesus had to die on the cross to make the demonstration. And you have to die on your own cross, the cross you've bear for many, 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 many lifetimes, and free yourself and move out of all limitations. into the I am presence of your true identity. I and the Father are one, said Jesus. And so are you. He made that demonstration so there would be a time when you look at that cross and understand that cross is about letting go of your limited self, letting go of that little I, and becoming truly, truly one with the infinite, the Father, whatever you want to call it, cosmic consciousness, the absolute infinite intelligence. It's all one. You see, there is no separation here. It's all one. So as we move forward, and I hope that you will make the commitment, because next week I'm going to talk about what the difference is between the third and fourth dimension. And this you want to hear. And this you want to participate. So next week, bring your spiritual power tool when you sit down to listen to my video on page 17. There is the third dimension and there is the fourth dimension. And what it is to live in the third dimension. And you will understand, because that's where you live, and how to live in the fourth and what that means for you individually. We have to do it for ourselves. We have to pull ourselves out of the third and move into the fourth. And only we can do it. Only personally we can do it. So look at your commitment. Look at your desire. And next week, I'm going to start talking about the third and fourth dimension. Have your book ready, because I want you to see why I put this into my spiritual power tool book, and why it's important to you, and why it was important to me to understand myself in the third. And as I moved into the fourth, I began to understand the difference between what I was letting go and what I was getting. So just like we hate to let the old jalopy go, but when we see that we could be driving a very fast, wonderful new car that'll go 1,000 times faster than the old car, that encourages us to give up the old jalopy, so to speak. You're going to give up the old jalopy, because your third dimension is your old jalopy, and move into a much higher vibration and energy, which is going to support your journey up the mountain of consciousness. See you next week. Bring your books, page 17. Bye-bye for now.
In today's video, Going Beyond Your Limited Self, Jane reminds us that this is not a short-term process, but an ongoing heartfelt desire to know yourself in the infinite. But what does that mean, and how do we achieve that? By being open to knowing your whole self? And again, how do we accomplish that? When I first began this journey, I was very naive about spiritual practices, but I knew that something within me was telling me that there was something more than just the life that I was living. I was restless and confused, and I felt like my life was falling apart. I began searching for answers, and unbeknownst to me at the time, it was my soul moving me forward on a journey of spiritual unfoldment and understanding to knowing my whole life self. I began to see my past lives and experience new understandings of who I was and what made up this present day little I that I was living. It was not only difficult and heart-wrenching at times to see who I was hundreds of years ago, but also to observe my behaviors and my actions. The floodgates were open, and there were times I just wanted to run away from it all. And as Jane mentioned, you're on the train and you have free will to get off. However, as much as I wanted to at times, I just couldn't allow myself to get off. This journey to self-realization and beyond, I was on the train. I was here. And my desire for you is that your ticket to self-realization and beyond is your heart's desire for yourself. And this morning, I want to invite you to join us every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our support for your journey gathering. Please note that additional information is noted in the chat area. Thank you again for your gracious and loving support of the Center. This allows us to continue this work serving humanity. The information for donations is also listed in the chat area. Let's take a few minutes to meditate together. So please close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. Relax and let the chair support you and rest in this moment together. We are moving into the silence. We just allow the chair to support us, knowing that there is nothing we need to do, nothing we need to know, no place we need to go this moment. We are joined together into the light, into the energy, of the cosmic consciousness of the universe. We are expanding our consciousness with a new understanding of who we are. We are flowing. In the love of the infinite. Our hearts are open to knowing our true selves. We are experiencing a new awareness of self. aren't folded in this light energy and pure love. We are at peace. And as we move from this time together, we open our eyes when we're comfortable and we allow the chair to support us, knowing that all is well. Thank you again for joining us today, and I look forward to visiting with you next week. Bye now.